This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, welcome back at 8 o'clock. We do not have Jason Kelce. Yes, he should be checking in a second.
Yes.
Out. And I got to be honest with you, a little inside story here on how we do the show.
All right.
Before we will go on the air with anything, it has to be single, double, and triple check.
Huh?
And I have,
Al, that's something new?
A rather worrisome situation involving Jason Kelce,
mm-hmm.
right? There is a story in a column that is out right now by Marcus Hay.
Right.
In which Lane Johnson is telling this story, that Kelce has been banned permanently from a houseboat because of an issue that involved urination in a lake, a rope, and him losing all of his clothes, being down to his birthday suit. And then he was pulled back up on the boat, and then they said, you can never be on this boat again.
I think the story is he was almost killed, not the fact that he was naked.
Yeah, that's what I took away.
He was going to die.
It was not the part of the
story. He was going to die.
All right, I better get... See, this is the reason we do this, ladies and gentlemen. So we can confirm it on this. I'm going to get the real story now from our hero, the leader of the Eagles, Jason Kelce. How you doing, Jason?
Angelo, how's it going? What are you guys talking about?
Well, here's the thing. I know, Jason, I won't go public until I know. Could you tell me the story where you ended up getting banned from the houseboat?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, sure. So Chad Hall, a former receiver here, and now receivers coach at the Buffalo Bills, went to Air Force Academy, and he used to have a big 4th of July party down at his family's house in Lake Lanier with a bunch of servicemen and a few players would go down there, and it was a blast. And one year I'm on the back of the houseboat had a few drinks, and I didn't grow up. I didn't go on too many boats growing up, Angela. I didn't know much about water in general outside of pools. And I got to go to the bathroom. And I know we're getting ready to leave the area we're in, so I think it's a good idea. I see a rope right there, and I'm like, you know what, I'll just tie the rope around my waist and jump in the water because the bathroom line was full. And sure enough, as soon as I get in the water, houseboat takes off, rips my bathing suit straight off.
Oh, my God.
And then and it's only, like, trolling at this point. It's not going very fast. And it's very apparent that I'm in trouble. Like, the power of water is intense.
Huh.
And it pulls me under right away. And luckily, the rope was just one of those tie-off ropes, so it wasn't that long. So I'm able to grab and pull myself up out of the water just high enough to scream for help. And these girls are sitting there on the back of the boat, and they're thinking it's hilarious. And I'm like... This isn't funny!
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. So, luckily, they go to the front of the boat. They stop it, and I didn't die. But, yeah, definitely the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life. But when I get back on the boat, the captain was already back there at that point. He's like, you're never coming back. You're never allowed on my boat again. I'm like, hey, I don't care. Don't let me back on, please.
All right, but Jason, when they pulled you in, right, after that, you had no clothes on at all?
That's correct. That's correct.
And all the people on the boat, they're all seeing you naked?
They were seeing, well, not everyone, because it was on the back. Most of the people were on the top of the, most people didn't even know it happened.
Ah.
You know, so on the back of this houseboat, there was only about 10 people there, but, yeah.
Wow.
Naked, and, one lady, was very kind enough to let me, borrow the bottoms of her bikini, which, did not do much.
Oh my God. No, really?
I ended up wearing the towel for the rest of the night, but they tried to help out.
All right. You know Lane Johnson told his story, right? He told it to Marcus Hayes, right?
But I'm aware.
Can you just, because seriously, both of you guys, we love you guys. You've done so much for all these years with the Eagles. Describe what your relationship is with Lane, Jason. What's it like?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's like a brother. You know, I think I only have one, you know, biological brother with Travis, but you know, football is an amazing sport, and you know, you forge bonds with people. And I've been here for a long time, and there's nobody I've been here longer with at this point than Lane Johnson. And you know, well, Jason Peters was there about the same amount of time, but yeah, you know, we have similar personalities. We like to have fun. You know, similar interests. We're in the same meeting room because they play the same position every single day. You know, Lane's just such a good dude. And, yeah, no, he's like a brother to me at this point.
Well, yeah, we're looking at what's going on. Lane's got an amazing test on Sunday because he's facing the best pass rusher in the game, at least part of the time. And we know he's still battling with an injury. And I get the sense, Jason, that with you and with him, you play through whatever it is because you feel a responsibility to each other and to your teammates and to the city. Am I reading that right?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, whenever you're hurt, you know, you feel a responsibility to go out there for your team, especially with where we're at in the season right now. You know, we're one and done. There's no room to heal up. You know, by the time you're healed, it could be over. So, yeah, you feel a responsibility, but you need to only go out there if you think you can play good enough to help the team win. Then it'd be the opposite. You can't just go out there unless you can play well. And Lane proved that he could last week. You know, it's obviously a tougher matchup this week for him. But, you know, he's not the only one with a tough matchup. You know, they got a tough matchup going against him. He's been one of the best tackles in the league his entire time in the NFL. He's certainly one of the best pass blockers. So, you know, we always feel confident in Lane Johnson and the player and teammate he is.
You were involved in another interesting conversation. You've been a lot of places in the past week, Jason. I haven't really asked you about this. It's maybe my favorite play that you guys run all season and extremely effectively, the quarterback sneak. You're right in the middle. Can you tell us, after you centered that ball, what happens? Can you? Because now we got the extra element of the guys pushing from behind. What is that like, being on that? Describe that for us.
You know, well, you hope that it's have you ever been body surfing down at the shore,
no,
Angelo?
No, I have never been anywhere outdoors.
All right. Well, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like you, like a wave has lifted you up and is taking you towards the beach. Like there's this energy that's just pushing you forward. And here's riding the wave, man. Snap the ball. You try and stay low and move forward. And then eventually the whole thing just becomes this overwhelming mass of people all just pushing in the same direction.
Is anyone speaking? Are they shouting? Are they swearing? What is going on in there verbally?
I spoke a couple times, but for the most part, everybody's just, you know, nobody's happy that it's happening. Offense or defense.
Really?
Everyone. I mean, we're happy that we have a 90-some percent chance to get the first down. Some might say 92, but it's not like anybody's thrilled to become a human wrecking ball for a play. You know, I think it's one of those where everybody's just kind of like, here we go again. And you grit your teeth and you get the first down and then you're happy.
Wow. All right, Jason, earlier in this show, I played your rendition of They Don't Like Us, We Don't Care. Based on the results of these awards on a team that has the best record in all of football, Most of your guys, my God, Brandon Graham didn't even get a finalist for comeback of the year. All these other people that can we use that again now that it seems like everybody's against the Eagles? Is that theme back in play?
Oh, I think that play is always in play for the Eagles. I think that's a Philadelphia in play song in general. I think that's one of the beautiful things on Philadelphia is I feel like it thrives on people not liking them. It actually gives us energy. So by all means, please use it.
Oh, okay. And the last thing, because you've been in so many of these big games in your great career, how much can the fans help you Sunday, Jason? Just tell the fans what you're going to need from them.
I mean, I don't think I need to tell them anything. It's, the Eagles environment at home at the Link from the fans there is second to none, especially in a game like this. You know, I think it's one thing to be loud, but it's another thing to be intimidating. And Philadelphia has that ability from its fans. It's not just a noise. It's an attitude. It's a emotion that is coming out of the yelling that that players feel, and it's different than other places. And you know, there's a reason why all these guys that have played here, whether it's Eli Manning or whoever, talk about it being one of their least favorite places to play. You know, it's the nonstop banner while they're walking by. It's the yelling on third down. It's the jokes about brothers or mothers or whatever other research the Philadelphia fan base has done. And you know, I fully anticipate the Philadelphia Eagles fans to be in full Eagles fandom on this Sunday.
Another thing you're great at, you're a great storyteller, Jason. Thank you so much. Congratulations. I hope I get to talk to you again. Thank you for everything, and good luck Sunday.